Maybe metaphors are easier because they ask us to think of something unrelated to what we really want to talk about, to actually talk about it. That's something I love about language, but I'm hesitant because there's nothing like what I want to talk about sufficient to make those who don't care. And those who do are constantly bombarded with new ways and encouraged to say it so it doesn't sound so much like it is, so it doesn't appear disrespectful or angry or militant. Even the truths we hold to be self-evident search for synonyms and metaphors across time for ways we can make them better understood. All things being equal, if we spoke of fruit picked, plucked too soon from where it grew, to litter the land upon which its life force sits, has roots deep and thick, its very strength a threat in itself, begging warnings, perhaps hopes for tall, thin branches. We could understand how strange it might be to watch it lying there, this fruit, and how all of nature might be appalled, not that it was taken, but that it was wasted. If we could imagine ourselves somehow equipped to do something about this type of waste, not only for want not of it, but also for the sake of ripe, old fruit and flowers that fall according to nature's course, and not taken for the sake of some justification that amounts to because it was there and because I could. If we could imagine ourselves so equipped, perhaps rather than it being noteworthy or newsworthy, the new words we sing are to the same old song, which sounds a lot like the one before it, and the chorus comes in on cue with some variation of "you are doing this to you," is not the song we follow along and beat our drums to, but we stop right then, in that moment, to say, today has to be different for tomorrow to be better. And perhaps we stop asking politely for people to stop picking and plucking and pillaging and plundering and killing and wondering why people are pissed off. And maybe metaphors are no easier because some fruit grows where it's less likely to fall like this, where it's more likely to see maturity, where it won't have to worry about bruising and browning on the ground while its pickers stand around watching the spectacle. So it's difficult to see oneself in such silly figurative speech. If I was better with metaphors, I'd try to explain to the people who insist all fruit is the same how these particular cases are strange, and how it's ultimately vain to proclaim all fruit matters if these few don't. But I can't imagine myself better equipped with an apt metaphor than we are with solutions to this current issue, other than continuing to speak of fruit picked, plucked too soon from where it grew, to litter the land upon which its life force sits, has roots deep and thick, its very strength a threat in itself, begging warnings, perhaps hopes for tall, thin branches. So we can understand how strange it is to watch it lying there, this fruit, and how all of nature should be appalled. Not that it was taken, but that it was wasted. And maybe that it takes us talking about fruit to even begin talking about us.